A question, I think, Mr. Shields. Can you just define for me what nonviolent technical parole violators, what does that mean? Like, give just a couple of examples of a nonviolent technical parole violator who shouldn't go back to jail.
Well, a couple of examples would be people that the definition under our statute and under our code are serious and persistent violations of parole when a warrant is issued. Generally, what we found in terms of the preponderance of type of violations that are taking place are a refusal to attend a meeting with their parole officer. There are instances of where a parolee may have a dirty urine. There are instances where they're not complying with an existing program. Most of what we saw when we did the analysis of the type of problems parolees were facing were, in our minds, sort of indications of people that were having challenges or issues associated with relapse, associated with drug addiction.